This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Arizona Cardinals expected to trade Kyler Murray to QB needy team for coveted first round NFL draft pick. That is the headline. Now, Adam Schefter didn't go and say anything about this. Ian Rappaport didn't go and say anything about this. Nobody else did. But this guy who wrote the article, whose name is... let me go back to the top. Sean LaBar has been covering the NFL for over a decade. So he puts this out there. Now, the reason why Boomer says, uh-oh, is he's thinking the New York Giants.
Jets.
No, I think more the Giants.
Okay.
I think more the Giants after not getting Matthew Stafford because they are desperate to win some games next year.
Yeah, that whole Stafford thing was nonsense.
Yeah, it feels like now it was. And he wasn't serious about going anywhere because both the Raiders and the Giants gave him massive offers that he should have, if he wanted to leave, he would have said yes.
The Giants are so desperate, they were willing to sell the house. And at the end of the day, Matthew Stafford was like, do I stop looking at the Pacific Ocean in the sunny days, or do I go to a 3-14 team
right
that's absolutely on fire right now?
Right. There was no way that he was going
he
to
was
look
not
at the
trying
Giants
to start over
as a palatable way to end his career. But it, for the Giants, like, I thought maybe if they came over the top with the biggest deal and he was only concerned about the money at that point because it was his last chance at a big contract, he would consider it. But it didn't happen. So now, what do? They obviously don't love the other quarterbacks that much because of what they tried to do with Matthew Stafford. So, Kyler Murray, you cannot... I don't dislike Kyler Murray. A lot of people hate on Kyler Murray. I don't dislike him. And I think he had a decent season last year. And I remember watching him against the Vikings and being impressed in that game. I said, man, he looks more accurate and more in control of the offense than I've ever seen him before. And that's one game.
Sure.
But... you cannot trade the third overall pick for Kyler Murray, in which it suggests here, coveted first-round pick for Kyler Murray. You can't do that. That's insane. But if he is available, and this is something that gained some steam in the sporting news, and this guy seemed to be on top of it before anybody else, or maybe it ends up getting squashed. If you heard that tomorrow, that the Giants were trying to acquire Kyler Murray, would you say good or... uh-oh, like Boomer said from the Dominican.
You know, for me, it's good because they don't have an answer right now. There's no heir apparent to Daniel Jones. The whole situation seems like Joe Sheehan and company, they're extremely desperate, as I mentioned. I mean, if you're going into the draft and let's say you do get a Shedeur Sanders, you're still talking about a kid that's going to need time and be acclimated and kind of, you know, get birthed into the NFL. And he's coming to the table with things, right? You know, he's not as athletic, but extremely accurate, was sacked a lot in college. And there's a lot that comes with him, obviously, off the field. But nevertheless, if you got a chance to get a Kyler Murray, now you're talking about a guy who's played, seasoned, can definitely step into the offense and be productive right away. And it's a boost on the offensive side of the ball. So I never had a problem with Kyler Murray. I think a lot went into him playing video games and him, you know, his contract situation and all that other stuff. I like Kyler Murray. So
yeah, I think he got a bad rap early because him and that Cliff Kingsbury regime, you know,
never worked out,
fighting on the sidelines and everything else. And
which coaches and players fight on the sideline?
Yeah,
it happens
all the time. I mean, for God's sakes, Travis Kelce basically, you know,
pushed Andy Reid.
Yeah. I mean, if that.
But on top of that, when Kyler was thrown into the, when he was able to get back on the field this season, he was money good. Like yeah. I remember the game against the Jets, man. I mean, he came out throwing that thing, and the 1-2 combination between him and James Conner. I liked everything that he was able to do this season. So you talk about having a quarterback that's still fairly young, has played a lot of football, and still has that winning edge. Why not? Why not take a shot at him? But there's a lot of teams that can use a Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but see, you think so, but I don't think that list is that long, because I think it's the same list that was out there for Matthew Stafford. Because there, if you really go through it,
there's four teams that need a legit quarterback.
Plug and play quarterback.
Right.
The Jets and Giants for
Steelers,
sure.
Steelers,
right.
Raiders.
The Steelers and the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the four teams.
Dare I say the Vikings, if they figure it out?
Well, but they drafted a guy number 10 overall.
Yeah, who's dealing with a bum knee that people are now kind of getting a little weary about.
Yeah, but they have options. They love Daniel Jones, and they could bring back Sam Darnold. I don't think that
they
would.
Bringing back Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would, but if you're telling me that J.J. McCarthy could maybe not be healthy and no one else wants to pay Sam Darnold that money, like, where's he going to go?
Well, Sam Darnold right now, I think they didn't tag him. They had an opportunity to do it yesterday. They didn't do it. Now I think this team is preparing for the McCarthy era. The problem is that you still need a veteran in the building who's going to be a bridge quarterback. And that's what they're searching for.
Yeah, but I think that their plan would be, if he's healthy, to start him next year. Like, they want to have that rookie quarterback contract and then build around that, because a lot of GMs have had success with that. So, like, the CBSSports.com this morning has, like, a guess and agent's take on what these guys are going to be asking for.
Okay.
Tell me what team, and this is the agent's take, so this is not the former GM's take.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me what team is going to give Sam Darnold $127.5 million for 3 years, $42.5 million per year, and overall guarantees of $90 million after those last two games? What team's doing that?
Well, first of all, you got to think about a team that can afford to do that. And the team that pops off in my mind is the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders have
cap. They have $92 million.
Yeah, a lot of teams have cap space, the Raiders being one of them. Does Pete Carroll, USC connection, want to do that? I mean, that's a possibility.
You also have to, with Sam, you have to attract more talent.
Yeah.
Who wants to come play alongside Sam?
Yeah, they got a terrible roster out there.
Not good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that would work, but...
But the Chris Godwins of the world are still out there. You talk about...
Devontae Adams.
I don't know if he wants to go back to the Raiders, but...
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, but for teams, that's true. He would not go back to the Raiders, but he could easily be an option for a team that's looking for weapons. But, yeah, T. Higgins right now doesn't look like, I mean, that's not going to happen. He's either going to play for the Bengals on the franchise tag or they're going to
trade. If I jump out there, I think they're going to trade.
Yeah.
They need more pieces. I know Joe Burrow's like, well, you know, and there's this running narrative like, well, if the Eagles could sign all their guys. I'm like, yeah, but you understand. The Bengals are horrible on defense. Like, horrible. Yeah. I think they were like 3-8 in one score games, 2-something against playoff teams. I mean, they're bad. Valid, you have Joe Burrow and you have Ja'Marr Chase. But the only reason why Ja'Marr Chase was Ja'Marr Chase was because of T. Higgins, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're saying if you're going to take away T. Higgins, you're going to have to get more pieces on the defensive side of the ball to complete this team, to make this team competitive at all.
Right, to fire that defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, that everybody absolutely loved and was the Chiefs' kryptonite for a number of years, and Patrick Mahomes couldn't do anything against his defenses, all of a sudden gets fired like it's his fault.
And they're letting go of more guys. Von Bell's going to be gone. Yeah. You're talking about Jermaine Pratt's going
to
be gone.
I mean, he complained about it. He wanted to get traded, too.
Right. They let go of one of their top guards in Alex Kappa. So it's like, you got to build this team up, but you need money to do so.
Yeah, so this is why this is kind of a shaky type of report here for me, because I don't want to totally dismiss it, but at the same time, they also put in here, and tell me, Fleegs, you're all over everything. I mean, this guy is like, he's like burrowing holes in NFL news. God. He like lives in the NFL
I know,
news
he's
ground
probably,
like a groundhog.
He's probably greasing himself, getting ready for Tyler Warren to get dropped off somewhere.
So it's TWSN. So I click on this, TWS. So in this Sporting News article, it says TWSN believes the New York Giants will trade their first-round pick for Murray in a move that would send shockwaves to the NFL. So I click on TWSN. What is that? The Right Way Sports Network? So I'm like, I've never heard of this. So I go on X, and I find, like, the Right Way Sports Network, and it's got 7,000 followers. Mm. So, what am I to make of this thing? Is this just something that some guy is throwing out there because it's the NFL news was a little bit slower? But it wasn't slow yesterday. You had the Max Crosby thing. You had the DK Metcalf thing. You had a bunch of things.
I think it's a great throw in the water. It causes ripple effects, right? At the end of the day, we talked about four teams that legitimately need a quarterback, and the Steelers are one of them. And the Steelers, I think they're 17th on the draft board.
Yeah. Maybe. So do you think, I mean, is this legitimate at all?
I would say probably not, but and there was news yesterday, but there wasn't quarterback news. I think Willie's right. You just throw something out there.
Yeah.
7,000 followers. Is this a blue check? Because if it is, it's probably one that's paid for. So he's throwing something out there and hoping hey, there have been rumors about Kyler. Maybe I'll get lucky.
There's
and
two
the next
parts
4 days,
of this, though.
Be a trade.
There's two parts of this. So the TWSN one was believes he'll be traded to the Giants. The Sporting News, though, then that's the one that says expects, Cardinals expect to trade Kyler Murray to quarterback needy team for first overall pick. So that's them. And then they say TWSN, this thing I never heard of in my life, they expect it to be the New York Giants. Like, okay, duh. anybody could say that.
That's
right?
I would toss out the TWSN one. The Sporting News one, you have to put a little bit into because it's a legitimate outlet and maybe whoever put it out there from Sporting News heard something at the combine. That's more of a, hey, this could happen. The TWSN one and it being the Giants, I would throw.
Yeah.
That seems like somebody saw the Sporting News and said,
right.
Willie, I'm going to make my guess, this is the prediction, and throw it out there, just throwing something out and hoping to be
right.
Well,
let me ask you this. What team would shock you? Out of the four, what team?
The way the Steelers do business, I would be shocked if they traded their 17th. If anybody traded their number one overall pick this year, their first round draft pick, rather, this year for Kyler Murray, that would totally shock me.